Alperen Şengün and Jalen Green lead the Rockets to another win over Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets. Let's talk about it.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Summit State of Mind, presented to you by the Apollo Podcast Network. In this episode, we're going to discuss and review Rockets versus Nuggets. Jalen Green and Alperen Şengün, are they the next big NBA duo? Rockets officially the number one defense in our 1/6 of the year MVP. I'm joined once again by my co-host, of course, the GM, and of course, the big dog, DJ. We're in studio, so you know the big dog's got to join us in studio every single time.
Yay.
Let's go ahead and go straight. Yay.
God, man, I can't.
God, I'm supposed to knock out all the topics within a minute, and I can't even do that. Let's go straight into it right now. The Houston Rockets defeated the Denver Nuggets. Oh, not once, baby. But twice now. It's happened twice. Rockets did defeat the Denver Nuggets 105-86, a shellacking of epic proportions. That is now twice we have beaten the reigning and defending NBA champs and an all-important in-season tournament game, yep, which we needed like post-haste, and we came through on the broad backs of Jalen Green, Alperen Şengün, Jabari Smith Jr. We're going to spotlight LP and Jalen in particular in our next segment, but this is the totality of the game. 105-86 was not close the entire way. I want to give it to you right now, Big Dog. Straight up, thoughts. Give me your immediate thoughts on the game.
Fucking amazing. Just straight up fucking amazing, man. Oh, you're talking about the reigning defending champs, man. Like, nobody has, like, well, not a recent member, but dominated a reigning champ like that, you know? And it was just amazing to see, you know, obviously Jalen had, you know, a couple bad games. You know, the California stretch, he was not good. And then that Memphis game, that first half, he was looking, you know, kind of iffy. But then for him to bounce back in that Memphis game and him have a great game, that different game, was amazing. Alperen Şengün, we already know, self-explanatory. Just carrying the team on his back. Just carrying the team for these last, let's say, 12, 13 games. And he wasn't good that, like I said, wasn't good at the Memphis game. That was obviously the Jalen Green show. But for him to, like, come out against his idol, Jokic, and put up those type of stats, amazing. He cooked them. We all
know
he
had a couple moments.
He cooked them.
He
thought he was going to hit him with the one-leg dirk. He said, nope, I'm going to go past you, hit him with a nice leg.
Yeah,
man.
It was amazing. Work.
The Padawan became the Jedi Master at that moment. He was like, nah, son. He's like, no, this is my time.
Yeah.
This is my territory now. It's my time. That's right.
But overall,
shout out to John Cena.
Overall, that game was great. Like I said, start to finish, we were dominating. I think we were down for, like, I guess a couple points in, like, the first 3 minutes. But after that, we locked in, played great defense. They were missing a lot of shots, but, you know, that's just, you know, great defense.
Yeah. Right.
Aaron Gordon goes 0-for-12.
That's insane.
That's, yeah.
That is a testament to what Ime Udoka has kind of started.
Yeah. They played great defense. I thought overall from what they were playing in terms of the way that they defended, I mean, you could tell out of the gate after, like, they started with, like, a 5-0 run to start the game, and then I think the Rockets had tacked off a 13-0 run to follow.
Yep.
Yeah.
It just from that, they kind of set the precedent at that moment, like, hey, we're better than you. We're going to out-hustle you. We're going to, you know, we're going to get these boards. We're going to prevent the second-chance points, which that's what made Denver so dangerous, those second-chance points. Knocking Jokic off the boards, boxing out, just those little small minute things were basically what was able to kind of catapult them this game into carrying them forward. GM, over to you right now.
Man.
Thoughts?
Whew.
Thoughts? Well, you know, I suspect. Well, let's set the precedent right now. I suspended the GM for an episode for excessive celebration, so I had to take that episode solo. So we're here now.
Hey,
Jalen. So
that's crazy.
Following up, Jalen Green had now two games. Mm-hmm. He played well in a row.
Two great games.
What thoughts, feelings?
I'm going to say this. You know, okay, first of all, let's explain excessive celebration. You know,
explain,
my boy
please.
Decided to come back. He took his secret stuff at the end of the first half. My boy decided, you know what? I'm going
to
show the full arsenal.
Is this Memphis?
You're
talking about Memphis, right?
Yes.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. But now let's
set the precedent
let's get
for
to
it.
Denver.
Let him know.
To Denver. Okay. My boy. All right. He again. First of all, let's mention his defense. Jalen Green's defense was on point last night. I'm going to say this. I mean, the first quarter is probably his best quarter overall play.
Agreed.
In his whole Rockets tenure. He's a brand new player. Thank you to Ime Udoka. Secondly, we saw it. We saw it all on the court last night.
Yep.
All the flashes. He had the midi going. The three-point shot going. He had the dunks. The lobs.
He had it all. He had a lob. He had
finally, it's about damn time. Time,
he had
everything.
We got one.
We got one.
I'm kind of sad that Kenny didn't give me a what chant in between that, but it's all good. That's
no, I should have given you a yeet.
I was fishing for it.
Or a yeet. Well, you should have given. He was like, he had the middies. Yeah.
But you know, like, just to explain it all in the whole grand scheme, like these past two games for Jalen Green have been huge. Okay, like DJ stated, Alperen Şengün has definitely been carrying the team. Jalen Green has been struggling. Last night, I could say, is probably the first night that we really had a complete game from those two to where they impacted the game on both ends of the floor. Let's not even forget to add in Jabari Smith Jr. We'll give him a little shout out. You know, like all three of our guys.
I know a little about the shout out.
Our main dudes in the starting lineup killed it, you know, and it is just a testament to what Ime Udoka has definitely brought to this team, the structure, the offense, the defense. Shout out to Ben Sullivan for the shooting. Like, everything has been going down with this team. Not literally going down, but the way Ime Udoka has gone down has brought this team up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That is just, it's an amazing thing to see. Denver, yeah. Beating them the way we did, especially like just the blowout. The game that we played them last time, we won by 3. They still were without Jamal Murray, obviously. This game as well, but from that game to this game, you can see how much they've improved in terms of defensive play. And just a shout out to them; they've truly bought in. You see it, especially with Jalen and LP. Those were guys that people had definitely had question marks in terms of defense coming into the season. So, you know, shout out to the boys, man. One time. Shout out to the boys.
Yeah.
We got a game Tuesday. You know, we're one win away from advancing to the quarterfinals of the NBA Cup. Give it to me, man.
I mean, obviously.
I'm ready.
I mean, obviously, you know, them missing Murray, it's like a huge deficiency, but they're still a really solid team. But for us to have the finals
MVP.
But you have Aaron the MVP Gordon. And
Reggie right. Jackson's a solid yeah, point guard.
Yeah, Aaron Gordon's still there. Yeah, MPJ's still there.
That's still a solid group.
They're a good team still. Yeah. They're a really
wide
good
to wide,
team.
It's hard. It's sometimes hard to do that, especially, like I said, against the defending champs. So, that was just a great defensive game.
Which is so funny, too, because we were seen as, like, the biggest joke going into the season.
Facts.
Yeah. $40 million for Fred VanVleet? Bullshit. You know what I mean? $20 million a year for Dylan Brooks? Bullshit. Is Ime Udoka really, like, going to be a great hire? Bullshit. Like, that's basically what was thought of us as from the get-go. And they're like, you can't teach Jalen Green and Alperen Şengün to be winners. These guys are losers. Like, they took whatever they saw those past, like, 2 to 3 years and, like, balled it up and was like, okay, so this is basically what's going to be the, like, microcosm of the entire season, which was obviously not the case. Boys, stats right now, just so we can give stats out to everybody. Alperen Şengün, 21 points, 15 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals, a block. Did shoot 8 of 19, one of his less than efficient games. He shot 0 of 4 from 3, so he wasn't able to hit a 3, unfortunately. 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Plus 12 while he was on the court. Jalen Green, obviously, you know, being like that, a little Kobe to the Pau Gasol, at least for this game. 25 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals. 10 for 18, very efficient. Mm-hmm. 3 of 8 from 3, about 37% from 3, which is pretty much where you want him at. 2 for 3 from the free throw line. And, guys, my son.
Bari.
Ooh.
Bari.
For the fifth game in a row now.
He hooping.
16 points, 15 rebounds, 6 of 9 from the field. 6 of 9. 2 of 3 from 3. I mean, plus 16 from the field. We're looking at like
on the court plus minus.
Yeah, no, he was a plus 16. Oh. Oh. Jabari was a plus 16.
Oh, okay.
When he was on the court.
Yeah.
Okay. The Rockets, the totality of what these players and the way that they played, the ability to play defense and really good defense. If you want to dive into the stats on that, they held Denver to 34% from the field the entire game. Denver shot 7 of 30, 23% from 3. 71% from the free throw line for Denver. They shot 21 free throws. The reason why this is of utter importance, the last episode I did say that we've been giving up 30 plus free throws every, like, the past, I think, 3 games before this game, especially against the Lakers. We gave 35 free throws to Memphis. So the fact that you can only give up 21 is actually a big win, all things considered. However, Dylan Brooks is still getting in foul trouble. We need to shore that up. I mean, you don't most of the time win, you know, you don't win a lot of NBA games when you score 105 points a game. It's just that our defense has been incredible. I just love the way that the overall aspect of what this team has done in terms of buying into the culture and like just out hustling teams, knowing that like, look, we're not one of the taller teams. Like we're not.
Definitely not.
Like, dude, MPJ is like what, 6'9"? Yeah. MPJ is 6'9". Aaron Gordon's like a solid 6'10".
6'11".
Nikola Jokic is about 6'11", 7 feet. Like that's a long ass team. Mm-hmm. And like we're not a tall team by any means. But like the only way that you can beat them, especially by preventing the rebounds, is to out hustle the guys. And they just seem like they wanted it more. I love it. And I love what Al P said at the end of the game too during the post game interview with Vanessa. Shouts to Vanessa. He did say, he was like, yo, we want to go to Vegas.
You damn right.
We want to go to Vegas. Like, that's the whole setup for them is that, you know, they know they're, I mean, the chances of winning a championship is a long shot at best.
Yeah.
I mean, like, come on. Yeah, we're 8-6.
Right now.
As of this moment, winning the NBA championship is a very much a long shot. Could we surprise a couple teams in advance? Maybe. But, however, the team's NBA championship right now is going to be the cup.
Yeah.
Like, you have a chance to get to the cup. You have a chance to advance in the cup. And I love the fact that they kept pouring it on because they knew point differential is also really important.
Yeah.
So they were like, fuck it. We're going to keep scoring.
That half court heave.
Oh, I loved it. Like, the wacky ass Fred VanVleet three. Man. Yo, by the way, shout outs to Fred, man. Fred actually had, I think, the best plus minus in the entire team. He had 17 points, 6 rebounds, 11 assists. People are talking about Şengün getting a triple double, by the way. Oh, yeah. Fred VanVleet had himself a little, he flirted with a triple double, like low key.
For sure.
And he had the highest plus minus out of anybody. He had a plus 30 when he was on the court.
That's insane.
And I don't think the backcourt, like, can we spotlight actually the backcourt a little bit right now? Because I do want to talk about Jabari next, but I do want to spotlight that backcourt because the backcourt they struggled like for good portions of the game. That whole road trip, they were both struggling.
Yeah, it was rough.
Dude, they've been hooping these last several games. Like these home games, I can't wait till the sample size is big enough. I can't wait till I can actually run down the home and away, like their discrepancies.
Yeah,
those home and road splits are going to be legendary. Like, so immediate thoughts right now on the backcourt of Jalen Green and Fred VanVleet. They combined for 42 points, and they combined for 13 assists. While Fred VanVleet obviously getting a little bit more here. But what's immediate thoughts on how the backcourt's kind of improved, kind of moving on here, like with these next games coming up?
I'm gonna give like a huge shout out to Jalen's playmaking. Jalen has been, especially these last, I want to say like couple games. Let me say two games. These last two games, his playmaking has been great. He's making great passes. It's not getting there all the time. Like defenses are picking up on it, but he's playmaking out the ass. He's doing everything he can to get his team to win.
Yep.
But as far as the backcourt, I mean, we all know going into the season, this team needed a point guard, and obviously, I'm bringing the cat out the bag. Elephant out the room. Fred was not the best option out there, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But I think it's working. It's working. Obviously, Fred is like third or fourth in assists in the NBA. Like, nobody saw that.
He's got a high. Yeah, he's up nobody, there. I think he's averaging like – he's got to be averaging like 8 assists a game.
Yeah.
You can thank Şengün for half, like at least half of that.
I'm pretty sure it's maybe 3/4. Yeah, 90% of those are just Şengün. I'm not going to lie. But he's getting the ball. He's getting the ball to the place that it needs to be. He's making the plays. He's a leader. He's that leader that we needed. He's one of the leaders that we needed in the locker room for Jalen, for Şengün, for Obari, Tari, you know, all the young guys. I think this backcourt, it has potential, you know. It's going to be top 10.
They could. You could knock on the door.
But it's not one of the worst backcourts in the NBA. If I speak on who's the worst backcourt in the NBA, I'll get in trouble.
We're not going to mention that.
Yeah,
We're not going to mention that. So go ahead and mention it. I'm just kidding.
I won't
just say the team. No.
He is choosing peace. Okay, all right. Today.
They're 2 hours away from us.
Oh,
I didn't say it.
Okay. Looking right at the camera. I love it.
No, but yeah, it's great to see an actual traditional point guard, a championship winning point guard with Jalen Green and with the young guys. As far as Jalen. All he has to do his job, score, get the ball, be that dog that we need, you know. Because, like I said, California stretch, he wasn't like, you know, acting like the top guy. He was like,
yep,
right. You know, we had to rely.
He was performing. Yeah. He was underperforming. Like even underperforming as like if a role player was yeah. playing, it was bad.
It was bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree.
It's okay for some nights to not for us to depend on Fred and Dylan to score, mm-hmm. but we shouldn't have to do that every night. Jalen, Shingun, y'all are the guys. Y'all are supposed to be, you know, the franchise guys.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, hey.
We invested.
Yeah, we invested, man.
We invested those picks. So. Like, we invested all three of them to a degree. I wouldn't put Jabari right in that category just yet. Mm-hmm. However, because it looks like LP and Jalen are going to be those guys. But yeah, you want, like, Fred and Dylan were brought in to kind of help, like, mold them and shape them and, you know, be the vets that they needed. That's why we paid them like a godly amount of money to bring them in and basically have them do that. Boys, let's go ahead and move on to our next segment. I do want to talk about it. Sample size is small. Sample size is really small. Jalen Green and Alperen Şengün. I'm not saying it right now. I'm not saying it today. I'm not saying it tomorrow. I'm not saying it for this year. Is there a possibility of Jalen Green and Alperen Şengün being the next great NBA duo in the NBA? I didn't say them even being the best in the NBA, but being the next great NBA duo. And what I mean by that is that there's a camaraderie, there's a synergy that works between the two. Because you could tell they obviously support each other,
which is
big. You're like, when Jalen goes off, LP's like there to like pick, you know, to basically like pat him on the back, vice versa. You know, when LP does well, Jalen's there for LP as well. Like, you can tell that they have like a good energy between the two. And that's like huge when you think of players that are tandems. You know, you think of the Kobe Shaq, you think of the Kobe Pau Gasol. To a degree, at least for a year, you thought of Hakeem Olajuwon and Clyde Drexler, of like those duos that were supremely successful. Scotty and MJ being another one. Like, these duos of being successful and stepping into the spotlight and being those guys that can carry a team possibly to an NBA championship. Mm-hmm. The idea now is that Jalen and Alperen Şengün, with them playing very well and kind of like letting it out, knowing that, hey, man, like these two actually support each other as opposed to being down each other's throats. You know, you love the idea of that. And I do want to throw stats at y'all real quick just for this season. Alperen Şengün, since at least the last time we talked, he's averaging 20 points a game, 56% from the field, 9.1 rebounds, 5.6 assists. Jalen Green, almost 20 points a game, 42% from the field, 3.6 rebounds, 3.2 assists. His numbers have consistently gone up because he was shooting at around 37, 38 a couple games ago.
Yep.
Slowly going up. So I want to go over to you, GM. Is Alperen Şengün and Jalen Green, could they be the next big duo in the NBA?
I only got one answer for that. Yes, absolutely. It's going to be, they're going to be the next Kobe.
He's going to say no context. He's like, yes.
It's next question.
That's it.
Like, honestly, like, we see the dynamic bigs and guards now, like Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic, De'Aaron Fox, Domantas Sabonis. Those are just two comparable types of archetypes that the Rockets can try to build around, considering Şengün's talents and Jalen's talents. You got a ground-and-pound center with great footwork who's improving defense and can carry a team in all aspects of the game offensively. Then you have Jalen Green, a dynamic, super athletic freak that can shoot the ball from half court, can dunk over you, can glide into the rim and lay it over you. There's a multitude of ways in which these guys can be effective. Let's not even talk about the playmaking that both of these guys possess. Now, especially with Jalen, how much he's improved. We've seen it with Alpi. Yeah. And
it's disgusting how good they can be.
With all that being said, like, if this team truly hits the level in which they can become now with a head coach like Ime Udoka as their guy, then the sky's the limit. And we're seeing this in year one. We're only in game 14.
Dude, you know, Jalen is 21 and Alpi is 20.
Yeah,
what are we doing? You combine their ages, and that's the same age as LeBron wants to play when he's retired. He's going to be 41.
I'm older than both of them. That's insane.
It's crazy.
Dog.
It's insane. Like, the way that the league is moving. I mean, shout out to Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey now, too. You know,
they're a tandem.
I totally forgot about him.
Yeah, they're a tandem. That's a duo
like,
right there.
These big and guard tandems in the league are what will probably carry the league into the next 10 years. And you can see where it's headed, and that these type of players are going to be the guys that are going to carry it, you know? And it's amazing. Like, this is just the beginning. And we're just like, we're just literally like knocking at the door. We don't know what it's going to be like in a year, 2 years, 3 years from now, yeah, when these guys truly figure out who they are. So it's a very exciting time. And I'm telling you, it's guys, if you don't believe time, you're not on the wagon with Jalen and LP together, what is wrong with you, frankly? Like, if you're going to try to pit these guys against each other, that's
no,
crazy.
No, there, you shouldn't.
That's crazy.
The ultimate success is the ultimate success that we're gearing, because we're I'm not just a Jalen fan. I'm not just a Shangoon fan. I'm not just a Jabari fan. I'm a Rockets fan.
You damn right.
And I want this team to be successful. That's the goal. DJ, over to you now. Alperen Şengün, Jalen Green. Next big NBA duo?
It's up to them.
I like that answer.
It's up to them. We already know they got talent out their ass. Yep. You know, they're both talented. It's up to them.
Insane talent.
We both know they got insane work ethic. You know, past, you know, offseason, we heard reports about, you know, both of them wanted to be coached, and, you know, a certain person didn't want to do that. They just wanted to, you know, learn off the fly, whatever. But it's up to them. It's up to them.
Facts. They both.
I think Şengün will be like a top big. Actually, he will be a top big in the
league. He kind of already is, man. Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm about to say top.
We're not gonna say, but we gonna say.
I won't say it. And Jalen, although he has his deficiencies, you know, aka like inconsistency sometimes, mm-hmm, and then like, you know, he has his off nights. But if both of these guys can stay consistent, it could be scary. Like, if both of them can cook.
Oh my
God! Oh my God!
We already seen it.
And when you talk Kobe and Powell, we know Kobe rarely had off nights, but right, when him and Powell were both cooking,
I mean, they were pretty much unbeatable. Yeah. Like that 2008 to like 2011, I think, like that three to four year span.
Oh my gosh, that
team was unstoppable. That was I highly encourage everyone to YouTube those clips, by the way, if you want to see how dominant they were.
They gave us problems. I know that.
I hated them. You know what? I'm sick of it. I'm sick of us hating them. I want to be hated now.
Yeah, I want
to
be.
I want people to hate us.
It's up to them. If I want to be hated too, so yeah.
You're not hated. Like, if you're doing something right, if you're hated,
right?
Frankly.
Yeah.
I mean the Astros, obviously, as well. You know, being hated for good reason because, you know, dynasties are here. But by the way, shout outs to DJ. You look like you and me are pretty much a duo right now because you're rocking the Jalen shirt while I'm rocking the Şengün shirt. We about to hoop or what?
I didn't get the memo.
Where's the Jabari shirt, GM? Where's the Jabari shirt? We could have built a big three here in Apollo.
Yeah. I'm sorry, boys.
That's man.
I came ill prepared.
I'm a little disappointed. I do want to tack on to that, though, and the thoughts of Alperen Şengün and Jalen Green. I love both of y'all's thoughts. I think DJ's right. They're as good as they want to be. Mm-hmm. And I think you let them play out in these scenarios these early in the season. Like, these experiences that they're gaining now, mm-hmm, is like so helpful. That game against the Clippers away, like, even though it ended, you know, negatively, but that game against the Pelicans, you know, where we won that in-season tournament game, like, just big moments, you know what I mean?
You're not gonna
win every game in a blowout. And granted, like, we have been destroying teams at home. I mean, we have an insane record. We're like, I think we're 8-1 and we're 0-5 on the road. Like, we're destroying teams at home. Mm-hmm. However, these two need to find a way to the past couple games it's worked out. The thing that we need more from both of them is that consistency to carry it over into
road games,
carrying it into their consistency of how they're going to, you know, compete. Like, you want them, you know. Okay, so for example, when Kobe and Shaq came to Compaq Center, or when Kobe and Pau Gasol came into Toyota Center, you knew, like, fuck, this is going to be a rough night.
Yeah.
The dream for me, and I think it'd be a dream for, I can share it with all Rockets fans. The dream would be for us to drop into, I was going to say Bitcoin Arena. It's not Bitcoin Arena. Cryptocurrency Arena, you know, drop into, you know, American Airlines Center and have the opposing fans be like, oh shit, here comes Jalen Green and Operation Shangoon, man. Fuck. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there are fans already out there that are like, man, I hate Operation Shangoon. Like, God, he's too damn good. Like there's other opposing teams fans who are like, I'm so sick of Operation, and I love it.
Because that second Lakers game, I seen a lot of Lakers fans say, oh my God, this Shangoon dude is. Where he come from, or
I know, just why, out of nowhere.
Yeah, why is LeBron locking him up? Shingun did. Y'all not new to the game. Shingun been doing this. He's
been doing this for the past 2 years now.
And you speak on like the in season tournament. I think you know us winning. Let's just say we beat Dallas. Us, you know, getting exposure in Vegas. It will set a lot of people's eyes on this.
National games, yeah, man. I want national games.
Like you said, exposure and playing in games that matter. It can be argued that people might feel like the NBA in-season tournament isn't a thing. Like, no one cares. But I'm going to tell you, like, some of these players care, man.
Yeah.
And these guys, some of these guys aren't getting paid very much money. Mm-hmm. They want to make that extra money.
Right.
And playing with stakes in November and December is something totally new for the league. And you can see some of the teams are kind of just like, meh, but there are teams that give a crap. And it's lovely to see the Rockets putting in that effort. Fred VanVleet trying to get those extra threes just to give us that extra point differential.
Yep.
You know, that stuff matters, you know? It's just, with all that, just the playing games with stakes, that's what matters. That's what we need to see in terms of LP, Jalen, Jabari, all these younger guys. We've seen Fred VanVleet playing many playoff games. He's an NBA champion. Dylan Brooks played for Memphis. They made the playoffs for years with him on that roster. So with those guys being added into LP, Jalen, Jabari, and let's not forget some of the other guys like Jayshon Tate off the bench, Tari Eason, even Amen Thompson when he comes back, like these games in December, like if we do end up making the quarterfinals and semifinals, and God, if we make the finals in Vegas, that's going to be something huge for them.
Yep.
And that will pay dividends when we make the playoffs, not if.
We're buying the stock now.
I'm saying like playing.
I like it.
Playing
no, I like
playoffs,
it.
But I'm stating that if we can somehow get further onto that tournament, that shit will matter in April. I'm telling you, these games will matter, man, and those will pay huge dividends moving forward.
Yep.
I agree wholeheartedly. Okay, boys, let's go ahead and move on. Guys, we need to give flowers to the defense.
Yo.
The Houston Rockets. Our Houston Rockets. I'm talking to everyone that's listening. Our Houston Rockets is number one the NBA defense. The Houston Rockets.
Numero uno, man.
Number one. Standalone at number one.
Acknowledge your tribal defense, boys.
Acknowledge the tribal defense one time, guys. I didn't realize we got a tribal defense reference in 2023.
Yeah, let's get it.
Houston Rockets. Let me throw some stats at y'all and to our wonderful folks listening. 106.8. That's our defensive rating, which is ranked number one in the NBA. We give up 104.4 points a game. Number one in the NBA. 43.7% from the field. Number three in the NBA. We have held teams to under 100 points 5 times.
That's amazing.
That's huge. That's amazing.
Under That's 100 amazing. In a day and age where offense reigns supreme and the guards, the Steph Currys of the world, the De'Aaron Foxes of the world are scoring at an insane, unimaginable clip.
Yep.
That where the league average is about 115 points a game, your Houston Rockets is dropping 104 points opposing, number three in the NBA at 43.7, and has held teams under 100 points 5 out of the 14 games. Wow. That is a third of our games so far this season.
That's insane.
That is insane, guys.
That's amazing.
Immediate thoughts. You know, DJ, I want to take it over to you first. Immediate thoughts. You hear those stats. What are your thought processes on it? Where and who do we give credit to the most? I mean, we know the answer to it, but who do we
give credit to? Ime Udoka. All right, like
slap some Ime on it.
Slap some fucking Ime on it.
I love when you said that the last episode. Slap some Ime on it.
Ime on it, man. we know this deep. The team defense was just horrible last year.
Yeah.
Second to last. Giving up like over 110 points a game.
Dude, I have PTSD from the past couple of years.
Yeah. These past couple of years have been rough. You bring in a guy who led a Boston Celtics team to the finals. They had the number one defense in the playoffs and had like a top five defense in that regular season.
Facts.
You bring a guy in that has that defensive mindset, then you add veterans that also have that defensive mindset, a.k.a. Dylan Brooks. You can say Fred VanVleet sometimes as well, but I ain't gonna lie, Fred has been balling on defense.
He's been balling on the defense.
He might be the shortest dude in the court, but he's not giving up. You bring in a vet like Jeff Green, and you have like young players with defensive potential: Jabari, Tari, Tate, and then two guys that people thought that couldn't play a lick of defense: Jalen Shingun. Man,
they bought in.
You got a team that wants to be bought in and wants to play that rough, aggressive defense, you know what I'm saying, and give, teams trouble. We held the Nuggets to under 90 points. 90 points. I don't know. I forgot what the final score was, but they had, I think
105, 86 or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
What? 86 points to the defending champs.
86? Wow. And then,
there's no excuse. Yeah. No excuse on that
and
either.
And then, us playing great defense leads to, us doing great on the offense. Obviously the offense has to catch up, because they're, I guess 20-something in offense. But that defense, the defense is real. I've called it during the preseason. That game against the Pacers, we were just locking everything up. We were playing great defense, locking everything up. And I said, man, y'all need to buy stock on the Rockets defense right now. This defense is real. Obviously, it's been 14 games, but
that's a sample, though.
That's a good sample.
That's a good sample.
Heavy, frankly,
it's a hefty. After losing, you lost by 30 against the Magic too in game one. If you just, I wonder what the stats look like if you remove that.
From the equation, right?
It's a whole other level.
Right. Yeah. So it's great to see. Last 3 years, shitty defense.
Yeah.
You got great defense. Number one. UNO, man. And obviously, I want to wait, give it a couple more games. Let's say 25, 30 games. But I love the sample size. Sample size is great. 14 games, number one.
We're about over six of the way through the season.
It's huge.
Yeah, I'll take it, man.
Yeah.
Over to you, GM. What do you think? What is, overall thoughts? And then second question on top of it, how can the Rockets continue to, keep that trend going upwards?
Well, first of all, consistency is what we've seen so far in terms of defense. And that's just, like we say, to preach to Ime. Ime has been the guy that's cultivated this whole culture. He's turned this franchise around. And with him coming in and getting these young players to buy into his system in the forms of way he plays defense, or he wants his players to play defense, is a big thing. A lot of these guys wanted to be coached up. You got it. You wanted to be coached up. You want to be held accountable. I'm pulling you in the fourth quarter. We'll see how it goes. And everything that we have seen that Ime has done in terms of his chess making moves?
Playing chess while everyone's playing checkers.
There you go. With him, it shows that he's playing the long game here. He understands, if I sit this guy, I do want to win, but for this game, Aaron Holiday is going to close because Jalen just can't, he doesn't have it tonight. But let me sit with you on the way home. Let's talk about it. Let's look at film. The next two games, bam, Jalen goes off offensively and defensively.
What a coach. That's my coach.
Yeah. And the thing is like this. Our shooting can be off. We can have off-night shooting. But the one thing that is never off is your defense, your effort. Those things will stay consistent. People are having doubts in terms of their team. And, we've played teams that have had injuries. But even then, whether they have injuries or not, we still got to stop somebody. You got to play the defense. You got to bring the effort. And I'm not going to discredit the Rockets because they've played teams that have had injuries. Who cares? You still got to stop the team.
Yep.
That does not matter. So that's a huge thing. And number two, like you stated, Ken, how we can, in terms of sustainability, it's definitely something that's going to be a work in progress. But as long as the players do buy in, we can rotate these guys in. Once Tari gains his legs, maybe we'll see him get more minutes. If we acquire a big... because we all know Jock Landale can't play a lick of shit. Sorry, no.
Yeah, no. Yeah, we're definitely going to be in the deadline for a backup.
Get ready to learn your Chinese, buddy.
Look at this. LP played he shot 8 of 19 last night, but he played 42 minutes. He was 0-4 from 3. Yeah. That's a testament to his defense against Jokic.
It's also a problem if you have an old Jeff Green playing the back of 5.
Touche. That's true.
I don't want that.
As much as we love Uncle Jeff.
I don't want that.
I love Uncle Jeff.
I don't want that long term.
Those big minutes. And, he had three blocks in the first half.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Which was huge. But, that's not sustainable. No. So we're going to need help along the way. You know, Al P and Jalen will need help just as much as Dylan and Fred will probably need help in certain moments as well. And as long as we have people that are willing to step up in moments and possessions and just play defense and remember, play the game possession by possession, then this team can stay number one. We have the potential to be there. This team will probably finish as a top five defense, if you're asking me, in my opinion.
I think so,
today.
Too. I don't know if we can they'll be there.
Sustain being number one. But being number one at this juncture of the season speaks volumes.
Speak for yourself, man. Yeah. I think we can. I think we can. I think it's doable.
Hey, man, I'm hoping. If if we're in top three, that's elite.
Yeah.
That's elite. It's true, if we get to a top 10 offense,
right,
the league is in legitimate trouble,
right?
Frankly.
No, I agree. Okay, good thoughts going into that defense, boys. All right, last segment before we go home here. I do want to talk about this because I think it's just interesting. I think it'd be fun. We are a little over a sixth of the way through the season, so we're about 1/6 of the way. I know math. I looked it up. We're about over a sixth of the way through the season. So I know, you guys are proud of me, right? The math is mathing. Yeah. Come on, yo. We are about a sixth of the way through the season. I want y'all to give right now your picks for MVP. It's 1/6 of the way through the season. Mm-hmm. Who is our 1/6 MVP?
The guy on your shirt.
Without question.
I think the most consistent, the most dominant. Well, I won't throw a dominant term. I'm gonna use that loosely a little. But he's been kind of dominant.
He's been low key kind of dominant, man.
He definitely has been.
He's been great.
He's been getting his way.
Yeah. MVP of the team, by the way. I'm not picking MVP of the league. That's a whole other story.
That's a whole other world.
I don't pay attention to all 30. I can't pay attention and watch all 30 teams. I'm sorry, but yeah, I agree. And for me, I'm gonna piggyback on to you for that one. I mean, Alperen Şengün, I mean, the 20 points a game, 9 rebounds a game, 50%+ from the field. I mean, at some point, we mentioned this a couple episodes ago, but not an MVP nod, but an all-star nod. Seems like it's coming from the looks of it.
Yeah.
I think the entire country, shout out to our listeners from Turkey, by the way, that continue to tune in. We appreciate y'all, by the way, that are going to be pouring in these votes. I think we may very well see it.
We continue live on Twitter, man.
Continue to win.
Yeah.
Continue to win. Şengün keeps the stats up accordingly, stays around 20 points a game, high percentage, highlight real plays, get himself on SportsCenter consistently, garnering national recognition. Obviously, what do you call that? Getting pub in Vegas if we advance.
Yeah.
A lot of opportunities there for me. It's Alperen Şengün, and I appreciate that you agree with that. GM, you did say before we recorded this that you had an MVP. So, who is it?
Yeah, I do have an MVP.
All right, who is the MVP?
I mean, it'd be easy for me to pick Şengün because, frankly, he has been probably the best player on this Rockets team. But I'm going to give the MVP to our most important free agent acquisition, Ime Udoka.
I like that.
MVP is...
This team...
I was going to be like, Fred VanVleet's the MVP?
Now without Ime Udoka.
Facts.
And also, we got to give a little credit to Ben Sullivan.
Yeah.
All of these players have improved a three-point shot. And this is what he does. He's a shooting doctor. My man is a wizard. Harry Potter shit on Ben Sullivan.
No, wait, hang on. Choose your next words carefully because I'm a big Harry Potter fan.
Yeah, I knew that. I was kind of giving a little dig at the commish. But
so he's going to have another episode suspension next episode.
Oh God,
you're
going to
get just me and DJ.
It's a little too personal.
This is going to be me, guys.
DJ goes, oh, shit, this is getting personal. I'm just kidding. Go on.
Frankly, I wanted to give a shout out to Ime because Ime has, like I've stated multiple times on this episode,
I agree.
He's cultivated the culture that is the defense on this team. And the defense of this team is what's carrying it. I mean, Al P has been carrying the offense. He's been doing his part defensively. But the team effort all around is the reason why we are winning games. The defense is what keeping us in these games, whether we win or lose. The Clippers, Lakers, defense kept us in these games. Golden State even.
Yep.
They hit some big shots, but the defense is what kept us in this game, in those games, sorry. And the defense is just, it's huge. Like, we cannot overshadow the importance of what the defense that he has brought here to Houston and how important it is. And, man, if we can somehow carry this throughout the whole year, Ime Udoka has to be Coach of the Year.
Frankly. I mean, yeah. I mean, easily.
I think he's a front runner.
And he's the favorite.
He should be the favorite. If we're going to give it last year to, was it Mike Brown last year on the Kings?
Mike
Brown, how he elevated the Kings. I mean, we're seeing a similar trajectory right now. So it's like, why not? Like, it's already, the precedent was set last year. So it's, I think, yeah, I agree. I think he made the front runner.
You might have to temper expectations in comparison to Sacramento. Because, I mean, Sabonis and Fox have been in the league longer. But the impact that Udoka has had on those two cannot be overstated.
Yeah.
And right. No, I agree.
It's just, it's showing, and they're passing with flying colors, man. But that's why my MVP is not a player. It's the coach.
Can we agree that, can we give co-MVP then? We'll give him a co.
I think those two
have been the pillars.
Yeah.
At least for the totality of the season, I can't give it to Jalen because he has not been consistent. Yeah. I can't even give it to Jabari because he hasn't been consistent. Mm-hmm. Fred, to a degree, has not been consistent either. Yeah, Dylan has been very consistent, very good on defense. He just hasn't stayed on the court long enough because he gets into foul trouble. Co-MVPs have to go to both Ime Udoka and Alperen Şengün. I think the marriage between those two have been nothing short of
huge.
Of a freaking miracle. Get them, call it the miracle on Polk Street right now because we're about to... Because literally, we are a squad now.
Yeah.
So I'm calling it. Yeah, and I'm good with that. So good thoughts all around, boys. Let's get ready to go home here on another episode. Before we do, I gotta give a shout out and an ad. Where's he at? Oh, there he is. Our Ric Flair celebrity mint. Look at that, boys. Look at that.
Woo!
Look at that. Look how dope that is, guys. Celebrity mint. Is a family-owned and Houston Rockets-based... Houston Rockets. Ha! See, I'm all Houston. Is a family-owned and a Houston-based company that we are proud to call a part of the Apollo family. They are debuting their new sports memorabilia, like the Mike Tyson Legend Series made of silver and gold. The Iron Mike Tyson and Ric Flair Legend Series collection can be found right now on CelebrityMint.com. Mm-hmm. Give them a follow on their socials, on all their socials, at the Celebrity Mint. Boys, these cards are still some of the dopest things I've ever seen. This is so sick.
I can see it from here.
This is sick, right? Here, do you want to hold one while you want to hold it while we get ready to go home here?
This is nice. Y'all heard the man.
My man Slick Rick.
Hey, and we're just big wrestling fans today. We're actually watching Survivor Series right after this. So shout outs to producer Dex, who's also here. He's not paying attention. He's here. He's editing. He's doing his thing. But we do appreciate each and every one of y'all. Let's get ready to go home here on an episode, another episode, successful episode.
Absolutely.
I think we're in 190. Are we at 190?
We might be.
I'm gonna look it up just to be sure that we're on the right path here. 190, and of course we got DJ back. Oh, sorry, 189. We got the big dog. I told y'all, every time we're in studio, the big dog will be here.
I'm always here.
Every time, always. That's always. That's our boy. That's the third host. GM, let's get ready to go home here. Give the people what they want.
Make sure to follow me, guys, on Twitter at JP_Mirabueno. Make sure to follow the podcast on Twitter and TikTok at Summit, SOMPOD. Follow the podcast on Instagram at SummitStateOfMind_POD. Follow our people, our brothers, our fam over here at Apollo NBA and at Apollo HOU. Make sure to super kick that subscribe button on YouTube. And, shout out to everyone. Thank you guys for just always supporting us, watching, listening. Whatever you absorb our content, major shout outs to you.
Yeah, you can also follow me on Twitter at SummitKamish. Be sure to follow DJ as well at Hustletown Season. SZN though. SZN. Hustletown Season. SZN. And shout outs to our Paul podcast brethren that continue to kill the game. Shout outs to BTD Beyond the Diamond, the crown jewel of Astros podcast. Shout outs to the Apollo Texans Off the Gridiron on YouTube for continuing to kill the Texans content game. CJ Stroud is absolutely him. That's 100%. The best content out on YouTube right now. Be sure to give them your first listen for all Houston Texans content. We appreciate each and every one of y'all for making us your first listen for all Houston Rockets content. Episode 189 officially in the books right now. The Houston Rockets are 8-6.
Yeah, we've won how many games in a row at home?
We've won seven in a row. Yeah,
seven
in a row at home because we lost our first game.
So
8 in a row.
8 in a row.
No, we're 8-1 at home.
It was.
Oh, you're right. 8 in a row. I'm sorry. I'm dumb. 8-1. Yeah, we've won 8 in a row at home. Yeah.
Because we won. That's the first six. And then, yeah. So eight in a row.
Yeah, we know math. We know math. But yes, we have. But yes, we've won eight in a row at home.
Yeah.
Continue the home cooking. I would like to win our first game on the road. So we're going to hope for that.
Need it.
Let's go ahead and end this episode as I end every episode with a go Summit, go Apollo, and 8-6 Rockets. Trying to make win number 9, win number 1 on the road, win the in-season tournament, advance to Las Vegas, put the craps on it, gambling, give me all of it. I want to see the Rockets in Vegas, NBA Cup time. Go Rockets.
And as always, yeet.
Yeet.
Go Rockets.
The Summit. 4-4-4-4 life.